Good morning, everyone, and God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. It's Saturday morning, March 28th, and my time is 8:07 a.m. I have been speaking in tongues this morning, going to God, and just desiring to live unto God with my whole heart today. And we have each moment in our lives, we have that decision to make as to what we are going to focus upon and whether we are going to focus upon God and the things of God and the things that God has for us to do and the things that God has to bless us. We have a choice to make every moment of our lives, whether we are going to live unto God or whether we are going to live unto something else. And I'm not getting heavy here, and God is not getting heavy, but God's desire is that we live unto Him. God's desire is that we focus upon Him and the things that He wants us to focus upon, because that's where our life is. And we have a calling. Every one of us has a calling. God has called us. He's called us to reconcile men, women, and children unto God. He's called us unto an abundant life. He's called us unto a life of great blessing and abundance and increase for our personal lives and for what we have to give to others. That's our calling. That's our life. And the life that we now live, we are to live unto God and not unto ourselves. Because in all things, God desires blessing. And when we live unto God, we don't have to be concerned about whether our needs are met. When you live unto God, you know that your needs are met, and you don't have to have any concern for them. When you live unto God, you live with your full love devoted unto Him, that He is first in your life in all things, and that you can live with joy in your heart and happiness. You can live in Happyville, right? Because you know that you're living unto your God, and your full faith, trust, and confidence is in your God, your Almighty God, who is top of the heap. There is no one beneath, you know, no one ahead of God. And God gives you all things to live unto life and to godliness. And God has everything taken care of. And you can go forward in your life knowing that you, just like Christ, your full focus is upon God. You know, Jesus Christ lived every moment of His life unto God. And look how great His life was as He lived upon earth. Before he laid down His life, before He was raised from the dead and was highly exalted, Jesus Christ humbled Himself unto God. Every moment of His life was lived in humility before God. And that's where I want my life and my heart to be. I want to be fully humble unto my God, to do every action of my life as living unto God. And that's what I strive for. That's the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus for each and every one of us, that we live our lives in great humility before our God, that there is no pride of heart, there is no selfishness of heart in our lives, that we've eradicated that because we live fully unto God. And we are leaders. We are ministers. And that's the heart and the life of a minister and a leader before God, is that we live our lives humbly before God, that what God wants is what is first in our heart, not what we want, not my will, but your will be done, Father. And it's a joyful thing. This is not a heavy-duty thing. It's an important thing. It's all important, as a matter of fact. But we live our lives unto God because we know that's where the true blessings are, where the true life is. And we don't live unto this world. We know that this world has nothing to offer. And every action that we take, when we take it in humble thanksgiving before God, when we live our lives in humble obedience to God and what God wants, then we know that our lives are truly free. That's where we stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, when we live unto God. What a great calling that we have. And I'm thinking about this year, you know, that God worked in Lawrence's heart to focus this year on living unto God. And that means for us that in this year, we live every moment before God. We go to our God. This is the practical aspect of living unto God, that we go to God when we wake up. In our waking moments, the first thing that we do is go to God. The first thing that we do is ask God, "What would you have for me to do, God, right now in this moment?" And God will show you, and then you just do it. And then when that's done, the next thing, okay, God, I have this moment. Let's you and me work together. Let's labor together. I'm here, Father. I'm ready to labor together with you. I'm ready to think the thoughts that you would have me to think. I'm open-hearted to you, Father. My full heart is open and fully devoted to you and what you would like for me to do, because I know that's where my life is. My life is hid with Christ in God. My life is hid in you, Father. And I'm right next to you, seated in the heavenlies, where I rule and reign, because you've set me there. And Christ has already accomplished everything for me. All my healing is done. All my deliverance is in place. And I can go forward with a full heart of assurance, knowing that you work in me to will and to do of your good pleasure. And I'm so thankful, Father, for that. See, that's how we live unto God, just having that type of confession and that type of mindset. That's how we live unto God. And if you're living to God like that, then praise God. We live to God together. Because, see, I'm confident in myself that I'm living unto God. And you can be confident in yourself that you're living unto God. And you know when you're doing it and when you're not. And every moment we can live unto God. So this is what I wanted to share. This is what God worked in me to share today. And you know, we have this platform where we talk in our audio, in the audio sharings, and it's just been on my heart greatly to take advantage of this platform to be an encouragement to you and to anyone who listens to this, that if you're struggling, just go to God. Just go to God. Lay your heart before Him, because He doesn't want you to struggle. He doesn't want you to have, you know, to have negativity in your life. And He's ready, willing, and able to show you the right path out of it. And then all you have to do is humbly obey. That's all you have to do. It's so simple. The beautiful life that God has laid out for you, He's already done it. He's already given you the enablements that you need, the direction that you need. He's already laid it before you. And all you have to do is say yes to Him. So say yes to Him. Say yes to God in this moment in your life and just change course. You know, the tongue is a little member, right? Like it says in James, the tongue is a little member. But it can produce great things. It can produce great things into the negative, or it can produce great things to the positive. And God gave us that great metaphor in James that regarding the tongue and what we say. Because what we say is what we think in our hearts, right? That's what God says. What comes out of your mouth is what's in your heart. And God gave that great metaphor that just like the helm of a great ship, that helm, that rudder is little in comparison to the great ship, right? And, but that little change, of course, that little change of that rudder can make that ship change from one direction to another direction. And that direction can be the wrong direction or it can be the right direction. And that's our tongue, right? That's our confession of faith. You know, are you going to confess faith or are you going to confess something that's not faith? That's our choice. And that confession of faith may be a small thing. That one sentence that you confess in faith may look like it's a small thing, but just like that small rudder that directs that ship, that confession of faith will move you in the right direction with God. And that's where the signs, miracles, and wonders happen. So this is the encouragement today. Live unto God. Confess faith. Confess tenacious faith before your God. And know that when you confess that, your life's moving in the right direction. And you can be confident in that. I'm confident. I'm confident in my God. I'm confident that the confessions I make in faith, that they move me in the right direction for signs, miracles, and wonders to take place. So this is what I have to share for you today. This is God's sharing. This is God's heart for you today. And these are godly words. They are godly confessions. And I confess truth. I confess God's signs, miracles, and wonders to take place today. Today. So let's live unto God today. Let's live unto God in the moment. And be in the moment with God in faith, tenacious faith. And we'll see it. We'll see it come to pass. Godly things come to pass. So God bless you. I love you.